This is Bullcast, an audio production of the Office of the Staffer's Advocate. Bullcast provides subject matter expert discussion and commentary on topics of interest to the Innovation Command.
Welcome to episode 2 of Bullcasts. I am Lieutenant Colonel Scott Felder, Chief of the Business Operations Law Division within the Office of the Staff Judge Advocate. In this episode, I'm joined by Major Fred Hackett and Major Famous Garner to talk about political activities and pitfalls associated with social media in an election season. As always, the views of the speakers are their own views and not those of the Department of Defense or the Department of the Army. Gentlemen, thank you both for being here today. Fred, over to you.
Yes, sir. Well, what we've got is we have a DOD directive 1344.10, and effectively talks about that members, service members on active duty, should engage in partisan political activity, and that members that are not on active duty should avoid inferences that their political activities imply or appear to imply official sponsorship, approval, or endorsement by the Department of Defense. So what we've seen is some members in the past have done things like, this was several years ago, going to a political rally in uniform. And that was something that you can't do because as a reservist, you know, you leave post, you need to change out of uniform before you decide to participate in a political rally. And in much the same with social media, it requires you to think about the consequences of your behavior and how you're acting, and you don't want to give the impression that you're, that if you are senior in rank to anybody, that you're trying to coerce or have members that are subordinate to you to have them feel like they have to vote a certain way in the federal workplace. And, you know, it's like thinking about posting things as well. And Major Garner will touch on that. But these two topics kind of go together like hand in glove. So there are several things that, you know, there's a multitude of questions that you can come up with and talk about, which we'll go through some of those as we go through the do's and don'ts. Major Garner, do you want to touch on any of the social media aspects that go in with this?
Yes, Fred. So one of the important things that I think we as an Army going into the huge reach of social media and the instantaneous access of information, the Army has actually written social media into 600-20. If you look at primarily paragraph 4-12, you'll see that you're responsible for all your social media content up to and including which organizations you post with and what your posts say. I think that sometimes we let certain things muddy the waters in saying that we are off duty or on duty. However, the Army has made it explicitly clear that you're responsible for all your social media posts on and off duty. So it goes without saying that 600-20 is a punitive regulation, which you can be held responsible both administratively and under the UCMJ.
Well, in line with that, there are some instances, or I guess some for purposes of thought on the subject, thinking about scenarios. You know, what if somebody were to take a picture, like a selfie at a rally, and they're in civilian clothes? Question is, can they post that picture? President Trump is caught in the background. Can they post it in the federal workplace? And the answer is no, but the other argument could be that, well, he's the commander in chief. But the thing is, he's running for reelection, and it makes it it makes it more of a political statement that you can't make in the federal workplace. Additionally, violations can result in UCMJ punishment. Because the DOD directive 1344.10, because it is a directive, a violation of this is also going to be chargeable under the UCMJ Article 92 as a failure to obey a lawful order or regulation. And members should be cognizant of how they, you know, what they do when they come to work. I mean, here's another, for instance, so if they come into work, they've got a political coffee mug. You know, I've seen some pretty big ones that have some large writing on them, and you know, they'll have political campaign slogans on them. That's one thing that you should avoid in the federal workplace as well. It appears to be okay to put a political bumper sticker on your car, on your personal car. But if you're going to use that personal car for federal or, you know, company business, you need to cover up that that bumper sticker. And another thing that they like to try to keep control of is not putting a huge sticker or multiple stickers all over your car to make it look like it's a campaign mobile. And there again is something that service members need to, just like you need to think before you post, you need to think before you, put campaign slogans on your car or hang them up around the office.
So if I can, let me ask a question, because, you know, you raised in there the example of snapping a selfie at a campaign event, and maybe you capture the candidate in the background. And certainly I agree with you that if you were to print that photo out, you couldn't display it in the federal workplace, or you couldn't make it your desktop wallpaper, for example, on your government PC. But what about posting that image to your social media, to put it on your Facebook page as your cover photo or whatever they call it, your profile photo? Or a slightly different scenario. You're at the rally with some friends. Your friends capture the photo and they post it to their social media, but they tag you in it. How do our soldiers manage sort of those concerns?
Well, sir, with regard to posting it yourself on your own social media, you just cannot give the appearance of official sponsorship, approval, or endorsement of the DOD.
The way I would handle that to solve that appearance issue is I would make it clear that this is, to use me as an example, this is Famous Garner, not Major Garner. If the caption says Major Garner at the Keep America Great Rally, Texas, Trump 2020, there'd be an appearance issue. If it's Famous Garner at the same rally, having a good time with friends, that would be appropriate.
It does. You know, it raises the question, you know, you were talking earlier, Famous, about the regulation 600-20, basically assigning us responsibility for our social media and everything that's on it. And you know, social media is an interesting creation because sometimes you don't have total control over it. Other people can tag you in photos. Other people can push things to your timeline. And it, depending on how you have your security settings established, at least with Facebook, maybe they appear without your consent. And, you know, sort of how hard do you have to police that?
Well, if it's without your consent, I think a reasonable effort to adjust or eliminate those issues would, I think that would suffice. So say, for instance, somebody tags me in an extremist post. If I can untag myself and I make no efforts to untag myself, that may create an issue. If I do untag myself and I take all reasonable means to make sure it doesn't happen again, I think that would suffice with the Army social media policy.
Well, sir, with regard to partisan political activities, another question that I've heard is it okay for active duty service members to join partisan or nonpartisan political club in attendance meetings? And the answer is yes, but as long as they're not, the service member isn't, they're not in uniform and they're not serving in official capacity as any type of representative or representative capacity of the Army or the Armed Forces. And they cannot be listed as a sponsor of a partisan political club. Now, reservists, they can, you know, the rules with regard to reservists are a little more lenient. They just need to avoid inferences that their political activities apply or appear to apply sponsorship approval or endorsement.
Well, Fred, how do you feel about reservists posting on their social media sites, specifically supporting or not supporting a partisan political candidate?
Well, that's something that I would tend to advise them to stay away from, because it depends, you know, who's looking at it and who's the audience. You know, if the audience is subordinates, you know, it could be looked at as if that individual is using his rank to influence the outcome of an election or influence people to vote in that, in the same manner with regard to the post. So I would advise against it.
I'll give you one that came in the other day. What happens when a service member gets some campaign materials and they, I'll say for Facebook, repost or for Twitter, retweets those campaign materials on their own timeline? Is that permissible?
Generally, no. The Army personnel cannot share materials received from a presidential candidate's campaign or any other type of, any other, a Senate, House of Representatives campaign, political party, or partisan political group with anyone. It's just, it's what 1344.10 was designed to avoid, which is, you know, politics in the workplace. So that's, I would say no.
What about if a service member just says vote in this election? Is that permissible?
As long as he's not using his or her status as a Army personnel or DOD, you know, that's, it's fine. But I mean, encouraging them to, and promotion of voting, it's good. But as long as it doesn't constitute use of the official authority or influence to interfere with the outcome of any election, or, you know, to have them vote in any particular way. So the answer to that question is yes, they can encourage people and others to promote others to vote.
And one that happened recently, is it allowable for a Army reservist to attend a partisan convention or rally in uniform?
No, no. As I stated at the very beginning, that's one thing that gets, that there was an incident years ago, but they, you need to stay away from that. You don't want to, is, you know, if you appear someplace in uniform, you know, people can draw a conclusion and you can say it's pretty logical. You see them standing there in uniform and, you know, they're there. People think, oh, well, the Army's here represented. So I guess the Army approves of this candidate's policies, and, you know, and the Army's supporting this particular candidate. So no, never go in uniform.
So, gentlemen, I think it's pretty clear that, you know, when you're talking about political activities, you want to make sure that it's detached from your official duties. So don't show up in uniform. Don't do anything that would imply DOD endorsement, for example. But if we sort of take this back to the more, you know, the personal social media page, or the, you know, the personal involvement, you know, certainly as you've discussed, if I want to go to a rally in my civilian capacity, I don't do anything to suggest that I'm there on behalf of the Army, on behalf of DOD, no uniform, no pictures in uniform, you know, no discussing that I'm, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Felder as opposed to Scott Felder, you know, connected to that event. And we really just sort of cabin this down to, you know, my personal life, my personal social media page. You know, what if, you know, what if I see something, you know, I see a particular message that one of my friends posted or that a campaign posted, and I want to click the like button on it, or I want to, you know, a friend posts something and I want to engage in debate, and it happens to be a political issue. What are my left and right limits there?
Well, I'd stay, first of all, I wouldn't click like. I'd stay away from that. Your left and right limits, I would stay neutral. And, I would recommend not even getting involved in a conversation like that. Because there are, like, for example, there's a radio station here in Houston. And they have these things. It's kind of funny. It's supposed to be funny. They have these things called Facebook fights. And the radio station personnel plays it out, and they read the Facebook thread, and that would not be a good thing to have it show up in something like that, to really get it publicized over the airwaves. So I would stay away from it, steer clear, don't click like. And you know, if the person that's starting the conversation, if they're in the armed forces in some capacity, or they work for the Department of Defense, I would let them know, hey, you know, as a civilian employee, the Hatch Act prohibits you from engaging in political activities that would appear where you'd appear to endorse or sponsorship or approval by the DOD. So I tell them, take the post down. You know, it's just something that you don't want to get out there. Sometimes when you post something, and, you know, Famous, you can speak further about this than I can with your research on what you've done in social media. But once you post something, sometimes it's out there. You can't get it back. So you can have there sometimes from maybe clicking a like to engaging in a simple banter, a political banter. And it appears that there could be some type of sponsorship or approval. You might be able to get yourself in some hot water for that. So I would steer clear of it.
Well, Fred's given certainly best practices. Absolutely, I concur with his recommendation. The problem is, liking alone is not the problem. When you like, it depends on your duty status. So suppose I am on a battle assembly weekend, and I just hit like. Well, now I have a problem, because in status, I've now violated the directive. If I am at home, off status, in the middle on Wednesday, battle assembly is nowhere near, there's not necessarily a problem. But then I could get baited into a political discussion, which would then I would be held responsible for those comments that I make in that discussion. So absolutely what Fred is saying, that's the absolute best practice, is to just not get baited into that. Think about who you are and that you are wearing this uniform. And in taking our oath and putting this uniform on, there are certain rights that we have foregone. And that, I think that's one of them, especially considering the course of action that Fred just described.
Yeah, you know, I think from a best practices standpoint, you're spot on. I found myself a couple of weeks ago looking through Facebook and reading a friend's post talking about how he was proud to be an independent voter and sort of, you know, lamenting what he perceived as the partisanship or divisiveness. And I recalled something they showed us at War College, a study. I can't remember who published the study, but it showed voting patterns in Congress as a series of blue dots and red dots, and just sort of showed them moving progressively further apart. And I remember it being pretty impactful on me when I saw it there. And I wanted to share it. And I actually prefaced my post with, as an Army officer, I generally don't get involved in conversations like this, but here's a thing that I found particularly impactful that you might as well. And really left my response at that, and, you know, didn't get into any debate one way or the other. Said, you know, here's some information that I saw that was shared with me as we were learning civil military relations. Perhaps you might find it interesting as well.
Well, sir, service members should, if they have any questions, they should consult the SJA and ask one of the lawyers here, you know, what they think about what they want to post. I think a lot of this lends itself to common sense, because you're supposed to think before you post and before you get involved in any type of political activity. You know, like I stated previously, the Hatch Act, which applies to federal employees, and then the DoD directive applies to armed forces personnel, among others. They need to think about the consequences of what they're going to do. You know, it can have a really negative effect on your career if you violate 1344.10. People need to be cognizant of that. And if they come see us, we'd encourage people to come see us and just ask questions, and we can give them some guidance. But hopefully people will listen to this and they will seek our guidance before they wind up getting themselves into a violation of this DoD directive. So another question that has come up was, you know, in the federal workplace, is it okay to have television stations tuned to, you know, cable news networks, you know, whether it be CNN, MSNBC, or Fox News? And the answer is no. Allowing it in the federal, at least types of broadcast without more, doesn't violate the Hatch Act. And thus, with some federal agencies may have television stations located in lobbies or other public areas within federal workplace that are tuned to such stations, the Hatch Act doesn't prohibit it, and neither does the Dodd directive. But the bottom line in all of this is, you know, you need to think before you act, because, you know, actions have consequences.
And also, if you're in a gray area, I always say CYA, consult your attorney. That's what we're here for. Typically, if you have a question on whether you can or can't do something, we'll make sure you get an answer to try to keep you in between those left and right limits, as you mentioned, sir.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you gentlemen taking the time to talk about this. It's an important topic. If I think back to years ago when my professor of military science handed all of us in our class a copy of the Army Officer's Guide, and someplace in there it said, officers don't talk politics. And, you know, now we have to sort of figure out how to evolve that for modern age. And I think you guys have done a great job of sharing thoughts on that with our soldiers. And I want to thank you both for being here today.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, sir.
On behalf of the Office of the Staff's Advocate, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have a follow-up question or a topic you'd like us to address in a future episode, we encourage you to reach out to us. We're here to help.